You're listening to Gary Edzard on 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Hopefully you heard the discussion around 102-year-old scientist David Goodall, who's been at Edith Cowan University for some time now. And there's been a decision that it's probably best that he operates from his own apartment at home. There's been some discussion around whether that's good or a bad thing. The man himself is on the phone now, Dr. David Goodall. Thanks very much for joining us, David.
No, that's all right. Yes, I'm happy to talk to you.
How are you feeling about this this move to your own house for work rather than being in the ECU?
That is not a practical issue. I couldn't accommodate my work at home.
You can't do it at home, you don't think?
No. No, it's only a little flat.
Yeah.
And all the paperwork that I need is not there.
So
no space for it.
You travel, if I'm not mistaken, about 90 minutes on trains and buses. How is that? How do you feel doing that?
Well, I'm used to it now. 90 minutes in the morning, 90 minutes in the afternoon back. Yes.
You're very keen if you're doing that stuff.
I do read on the way in the underground and the train.
So if you had your way, would you continue doing that commute and work at ECU in your office?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. I would be quite happy. At 102, I can't expect very long, but I'm quite happy to survive the rest of my life doing the same thing.
What are the reasons that were given for this decision?
The reasons that were given were primarily that the university is afraid that I might suffer some accident on the campus and they would be responsible.
Have you had any issues?
I think a second background reason is probably they want the space.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate if that's the case. Can I ask you, have you had any issues at university in the last few months?
No.
Right. Okay. So you must be feeling a little bit put out by this, I would have thought.
Well, a little bit, yes. There's been a good deal of interest shown by following the broadcasts.
Yeah.
And I feel that there is a certain amount of age discrimination in this.
Well, that's terrible.
They should be keen on helping people with disabilities and not with people whose disability is simply through age.
Yeah. You obviously find that it's important for you not only to be working and doing your research from the university, but also just socialising with people on a daily basis. How important is that?
Well, I like to be able to make contact with other people in my own field, yes.
What would it be like if you weren't going there 4 days a week?
Well, I should be stuck at home.
So is there any grounds for the university to change its mind here, David, do you think?
Well, I don't know. You must talk to someone in the university administration for that, I think.
Yeah, we got a statement through from them, but no one came on the radio to talk to us. Are people getting behind you, given the publicity that you've now had?
I've had quite a number of messages on the email, which I picked up this morning, yes.
How long do you think you could still go there 4 days a week, given you're 102? How long would you like to keep going for?
I've no reason to change until I die, let's say. But that can't be very long.
And what's your secret? How can you be doing this, David? It's a phenomenal effort that you get yourself up and about 4 days a week to go to work.
Well, I suppose it is rather surprising. I don't know. I have lived a simple life for a while, I have no vices that I know of.
Not even a tipple? A little bit of red wine here and there?
No, I don't drink red wine. Oh. I drink white wine.
Okay, I knew there had to be something
on occasion. Well, perhaps once in 2 weeks.
Well, and what about your family? How are they feeling about this decision? Can I ask you?
Well, yes, you can. My daughter, whom I see regularly, is rather up in arms about it.
Right.
And she contacted a radio station, I think, yep, to start with. My son in France has apparently picked it up. my son here expressed himself as regretting it.
Yep.
But he's not doing anything, I think.
Okay. And from your point of view, such a long career, did you think that you'd be able to sort of finish your career when you wanted to?
I would like to do that, yes. Yeah.
And what sort of work do you do? I mean, when you go in there 4 days a week...
Well, at the present, my real work has been in the field. I'm a plant ecologist, and I can't do that any longer because of my legs.
Yep.
I am limited in my walking. What I have to do now is what I can do at the desk. And that is mainly editing scientific papers.
Well, it's a fantastic achievement. I'm sorry that it's come down to this, and maybe there'll be a rethink given some of the publicity around your case. I really I'm glad you joined us to explain it to us this morning.
Well, thank you, yes, and thank you for the opportunity.
Good on you, Dr.
Bye-bye.
Good on you, Dr. David Goodall there, telling his side of the story. He does want to stay there and work 4 days a week. You've just heard him say it. He says that he's worried that he is being pushed out because of age and possibly because they need his office.